girlies, and welcome back to the pod. Happy summer. School's over. That's super exciting. And this episode, we are talking all about your period horror stories, and some of them, y'all, a little concerning, but it's okay. They were relatable. Some were questionable. Some you have probably experienced. There was a lot of repeating the same stories. But yeah, I'm super excited to get into this episode. Storytime ups are my absolute favorite. But yeah, so let's just start out with best and worst of the week. My best of the week was prom. My school didn't officially have a prom, but they did let parents make a junior and senior prom. Both were separate, and I went to the junior prom, and it was lots of fun. There was line dancing for some reason, and it was in this kid's indoor football field. Yeah, tell me you go to private school without telling me you go to private school, right? But it's okay. It was super fun, and that was last Thursday, and I'm thinking of doing an episode probably next week updating y'all about life in general, prom, all the fun stuff, you know? But prom was good. School's over. I pretty much haven't been doing anything. I've just kind of been laying around, you know. But hey, summertime, and I'm super, super excited. So, worst of the week is just that I've been kind of stressed out for no reason, which is really funny because, like I said, I'm not in school. So, I don't know what I'm stressing about. I've just been feeling kind of anxious, on edge, you know, which that hasn't been very fun. But it's okay. And anyway, so we're talking all about periods this week. I do, in fact, have an episode about periods. I think it's called, like, Periods, My Cup Obsession, Changing Your Mindset, and something else. It's something like that. But you should definitely check out that episode after this one because they're related more. If you want tips, this is more just, like, story times that y'all sent in. And also, thank you guys for your stories. I got a lot. It did take me a hot sec to read through all of them, but I have them all picked out and I'm super excited. Some of them, I literally started crying because I was peeing my pants so hard. But yeah, let's just get into it. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. Y'all already know I say this 2 times in every episode, so make sure you go do that.
And now a word from our sponsor. Revolution Beauty is affordable and accessible makeup for all. Since day one, Revolution has been challenging beauty norms and championing diversity. All products are 100% cruelty-free and designed based on consumer feedback, so Revolution has something for every skin type and any occasion. As someone who prioritizes skincare and loves experimenting with different types of products, Revolution is great because it offers a variety of different things, from makeup to skincare products for all your beauty needs. We're teaming up with Revolution Beauty to give you 20% off your next purchase by using the code PODGO20. That's code PODGO20 at revolutionbeauty.us. Check out the link in our show notes and join the revolution today.
Also, quick side note, but if you're on video, I'm wearing these shoes. I'll lift up my foot. I don't know if you can see. Everybody on audio is quaking, but for those of you on video, I look really dumb right now, but it's fine. These are platform pink UGG slides. I know it sounds disgusting and it kind of looks ugly, but hey, they're so comfy. I've been wearing them for like 4 days and they make driving so much easier because I don't have to push my seat up a crazy amount, you know, because I'm not even 5'1", but I love these shoes. I stole them from my mom's closet. And I'm kind of obsessed with them. Okay. Anyway, story times. So, sorry, these are just so funny. Okay, so the first story says, my tampon got stuck and my mom had to pull it out. Very painful. I feel like you see this in movies all the time. I didn't know this actually happened to people, which just made me laugh. So much, because I'm just trying to imagine that, because I remember, this is kind of related, but not really, but I was on my 8th grade field trip, and my friend tried to teach this other girl how to put on a tampon, but she wasn't in the stall with her. It was some public bathroom, and it was the 3 of us in there, and she was trying to I guess, help her through the stall, and she ended up walking in there and doing it for her. And I just can't imagine how awkward or painful that is, because, you know, pulling out a dry tampon. No. I don't even use tampons anymore, and I can just still feel the pain because it's so bad. So RIP the A. Sorry, I had to say that at least once in this episode. Sorry, not sorry. Okay. I was working out when my flow was heavy and the pad kept bunching up. Oh gosh. And I had to do deadlifts. And everyone could see my pad, and blood ended up in my leggings for everyone to see. Girl, I am so sorry. Personally, as someone who doesn't work out, can't relate, but I feel ya. There are so many stories about people leaking through school and then everyone else making fun of them, which I just think goes to show that a lot of people aren't educated about periods, especially some guys. There are some stories in here that are super cute about guys being sweet, but most of them, they suck. So, ladies, educate your sons. It's not okay if your son doesn't know what a period is. That is not okay. I know for a fact my brother does. My brother has 3 sisters. He knows. And I feel very confident for anyone who dates him, they will be very comfortable around him. So, I'm so sorry. I just can't imagine that. And you can't do anything because you're in the middle of lifting weights. Girl, I'm RIP that. It's not even funny, but it is funny. I've been saying TikTok sounds all week, and the funny thing is no one knows what they are. And I'll just say them with my sister in the car, and she's like, what are you even talking about? The one that's in my head right now is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. And then it goes like mother effer, and then it goes ba da bum 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 ba da bum bum. It's really catchy. I was just sitting in my bed and I was singing that to myself. Okay. My first period came when I was in 5th grade, the day before final exams. I had no idea what to do when I was at school and wore a pad for so long. Then my dad came and dropped some pads off, but they were panty liners.
Oh God.
Because he didn't know the difference between the two. He gave them to my teacher, who gave them to me, and everyone in my class found out because there was no discretion. And I had to go to the bathroom every hour because the panty liners would leak so much because they aren't meant for medium heavy periods. Exactly. This is my point. Your father, a middle-aged man who has a wife, should know what a pad is. Okay. To be fair though, I did have to teach my sister, who is the same age as me. We are 17. This was maybe 6 months ago. What the difference was between a pad and a panty liner, because her school, they just skipped health class because of corona. They were like, oh, we don't need to do that. So now she doesn't know anything. And I'm like her Yoda or whatever. I don't even watch Star Wars. I don't know why I said that. I'm so sorry. My dad, I remember it's always so awkward because if your mom's not home, or I guess if your parents are divorced and you have to ask your dad, but you don't want to go in to get the stuff because that's awkward, but then you have to ask your dad. I remember I would literally send screenshots of it, like boxes of tampons or panty liners to my dad. And I mean, he'd get the right things because I'd send him a picture. So life lesson, send them a picture. You don't have to talk about it. And it doesn't have to be awkward also. But I mean, I use a cup, so I don't have to do that. But yeah, if you want to learn more about cups, listen to my other period episode. I'm not going to talk about it here, but just know that I'm obsessed with it and it's life changing. That's all I have to say. And then you don't have to deal with the awkward experiences of asking your parents to go get pads or tampons for you. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. Okay. I didn't tell my mom I got my period, so when she found blood on the bathroom floor, she thought something was wrong with the cat. So she rushed her to the vet, and obviously there was nothing wrong, so we came back home, and it was another month before I actually told her. This was the story that made me start crying. I read it in the car. My jaw dropped. I was like, are you? This is iconic. This is actually so funny because imagine you're just leaving the bathroom and your mom walks in and she's like, oh my gosh, the cat, Eddie, that's the name of my cat. Oh my gosh, Eddie, we need to take you to the vet. Are you okay? Are you okay? And then it's you. Like, everybody involved just needs to think that's funny. I would have actually died. I don't know if I would have died of embarrassment or, like, peed my pants, honestly. Imagine and then being the vet and the vet sees your cat and you're like, dude, your cat is perfectly fine. There's literally nothing wrong with her. And your mom's like, but the blood on the floor. Like, hey, mom, it was me. No. Mm-mm. Okay, so this next story is about a girl's friend named Emma. So it says, Emma had just started her period and I was not best friends with her. She was a friend in a class and she got her period during class and asked for my sweater. And I was like, hang on, because that day I was wearing one of my favorite sweaters and my most expensive one. And she wanted to have it to cover her, but I told her, I'll look for something to cover you up. And the classroom we were in was pretty big and it had two closets with random stuff. And the teacher was fine with us going through it. When I went to look, Emma came back 1 minute later and comes to tell me that a boy gave her his sweater. And Emma had a boyfriend who was in the same class at the time with us. And she told him about how she needed a sweater and he even helped to look in the other closet. But it turns out the boy who gave Emma the jacket really liked her and was obsessed with her. But we only found out after because he came to talk to me. Long story short, she ended up breaking up with her boyfriend and going for the boy who was obsessed with her all in the same day. Oh my gosh. I'm not the person to be in drama, but that girl was very interesting and Emma and that boy are still together. This was when I was 8th grade and now I'm a freshman. And her ex-boyfriend is my guy best friend, so we still laugh about it. Imagine breaking up with your boyfriend because another guy gave you a sweatshirt. That's like, do you know the song by Jacob Sartorius? It's like, you can wear my sweatshirt. This is that. But it turns out the sweatshirt was actually a power move. And now they're dating. That's a lot to happen in one day. Literally nothing interesting has happened to me in a year or two, if I'm being completely honest. So this girl's really going at it in 8th grade. In 8th grade? I'm sorry, I just don't understand how people had boyfriends in 8th grade. Truly, I was scared to look at a boy, let alone date them. No. Mm-mm. That I could never, truly, I could never. That is very comical. But also, that's really sweet that he gave her her sweatshirt and didn't make her feel weird about it. I think we need more people like that because, as you will see in some of these stories, a lot of the people are super rude, even adults, which is ridiculous because women have periods and that's normal and it's not something that you should be ashamed of or something that's gross, but people make us feel that way, which is disappointing. And with everybody involved. So I had to go to volleyball conditioning all summer and every week on my period was literal hell. Anyways, 1 week it was like super hot and it was a running day. So I did my run and we were doing some passing drills when my coach came over and was like, here, let me help you because my form was bad. And she was talking and I was zoned out and my vision got all white and blurry. And I'm like, I think I need to sit down. But then I felt better and carried on with practice. Fast forward a couple months, I'm at the doctor with my mom and big brother, and my mom starts telling the doctor, a couple months ago, my daughter almost passed out when she was on her period, to my guy doctor. And the doctor was like, was it a heavy week? And I answered really fast, trying to end the whole conversation because my brother was listening the whole time. And me being young, I was super embarrassed. Anyway, that wasn't terribly awkward. I'm so sorry. Also, that probably was a good thing that your mom was telling your doctor because I feel like it's not, I'm not going to say normal because I mean, I don't know what's normal. I'm not a doctor. But that could be slightly concerning. Also, I know a lot of people were talking about really heavy cramps, really painful periods. Go to the doctor, guys, if it gets really bad, and don't just think it's okay, because it might not be okay. So you might as well just get checked out. As for the guy doctor thing, personally, I know my dad is a doctor. They don't care. I'm just going to let you know. They literally don't care. I was having this conversation with my dad the other day because I got a spray tan for the first time. So I was super nervous about that, right? Because you have to be naked in front of a random person and that's weird. So I called my mom right before. I was like, hey, mom. She was in San Diego too. So she wasn't home. So she couldn't give me moral support there. But I was like, hey, mom. Do you have any tips for being naked in front of a 50-year-old woman? And she was like, what, Carmen, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm getting a spray tan. And she's like, oh my gosh, best day ever. Because she likes when my sister and I do all these girly things or whatever, which we usually don't really do. But I'm just letting you know, it's their job to know. They don't care. They're doctors. They're going to be professional. And I know my dad, he has to see like people's butts, people's boobs. Every day, he says they just start looking the same. Trust me, no one cares. I know it can seem awkward, but they really don't care. This is their job. They're not going to remember. I know my dad will see patients in public and he won't even remember their name, okay? They don't remember everything that's going on with you. And I promise you, it's not a big deal. As for the brother thing, yeah, that can be awkward. I didn't really get comfortable with talking about my period with family members until I started like having problems with my period because I went on birth control for a few months. Okay, I guess I'm going into a story time. I went on birth control for a few months and it made me super sick. Like I was throwing up every day and like crying and super moody and it was really not good. So I went off that and then my skin went crazy, of course, and my period got all messed up. So I had to talk about it with my dad, which is fine because he's a doctor, so it wasn't that weird. But as for my brother, I know it makes him uncomfortable, so I'll just talk about it. But I like to characterize him as my alarm, okay? Because when he's home, he'll notice when my mood starts changing. Because usually I get a little moody, a little emotional before my period, which I'm not saying everybody does, but that's just me. And once he points out, like, oh my gosh, Carmen, you're being mean. You're being really moody. I'm like, oh my gosh, my period must be soon. So pretty much he knows when I'm about to start my period before I know. And it's really great. So also, I don't think your brother cares and boys should be educated about that. And I mean, might as well learn from your sister because that's less awkward. And hey, now he'll be a better boyfriend because he knows about it. So win-win, even though it was awkward, I totally get that. I would die. Ana Luisa is a sustainable jewelry brand that is offering exceptional quality for great prices. I mean, seriously, guys, their jewelry is only starting at $39 and you are getting the cutest products. As someone who's obsessed with finding new jewelry, gold pieces, Ana Luisa is the perfect place. And I know that I am always trying to be super conscious about how I can be more sustainable and help the environment. And Ana Luisa is doing just that. They are carbon neutral and they're doing so much for the environment. And that's why I'm so happy to be supporting them. I recently received some of their products and I have to say that I'm absolutely in love. The quality you get for these products is truly insane for the affordable prices. Their products are chic, perfect for everyday wear, or if you want to dress up a cute outfit. I know that I have prom coming up soon, and I will definitely be wearing some of my Ana Luisa pieces. So make sure to check out my Instagram to see them on. And y'all, you need this jewelry. And you can check it out by using the link in the description of my episode or by going to analuisa.com/girlygirl. You can use code girlygirl to get 10% off your order. If y'all want to match with me, you need to do this. And I can't even explain how gorgeous their products are. And y'all know me, I wouldn't bring this up if I didn't believe that you wouldn't love it. So make sure you use code girlygirl to get 10% off your order. I can't wait to see what y'all get. It's truly an amazing brand and they're great if you want to treat yourself or as a gift for a loved one. So check out AnnaLuisa.com/girlygirl using code girlygirl for 10% off your next order. I was in seventh grade going to winter camp with my grade, and I was sitting with this random boy in my grade because we had assigned seats and I was on a coach bus. And I got up to go to the bathroom and there was blood everywhere. When I got back to sit, I noticed that it had leaked on the seat and the guy I was sitting with wasn't paying attention, but I burst into tears and the guy was like, "Oh my gosh, are you okay? What's wrong?" I whispered in his ear. I was about to whisper, but then I was like, that'll be, I don't know. Sorry, that's not funny, but I'll just, I don't know why this is funny. I got my period. Sorry, whispers make me so uncomfortable. Okay. And he brought food on the bus, so he gave me chocolate and then gave me his backpack, his favorite sweatshirt, and said, "Go to the bathroom, wrap this around your waist, and I'll pretend to spill water on your seat to clean the blood." Oh, that's so cute. And when I arrived at camp, I didn't have any pads, but one of the other girls in my cabin did, and it was so uncomfortable wearing 5 layers of clothes and wearing a pad while hiking. Oh my gosh. Girl, I'm so sorry. That is so uncomfortable. But that's so sweet. I bet you $100 that guy has sisters. Okay, guys who have sisters are elite because they know how to be around a girl. Guys with only brothers, no. Or only children, no. Been there, done that, no. So that's so sweet though. See, this is why we need to educate people, okay? Because people like this nice guy, he's giving you a sweatshirt, he's giving you chocolate, he's, for heaven's sake, he's cleaning it up. Okay, boyfriend material, wipe him up. I don't know if that's how you say it for guys, but that's so sweet. I mean, it's literally the bare minimum. I love how we praise men for doing the literal bare minimum. It's because they don't do it, you know, but good for him for being mature and helping you out. But I'm so sorry that you had to go through all that. That is truly traumatic, getting your period in the middle of a public space or getting it when you don't have everything. That's why always just carry something with you, in a purse, in a backpack, wallet, whatever. Just try to have something with you so you won't get caught unprepared, you know. I was in ninth grade and it was only my first year of having my period. I was scared of using tampons, but it was summer and my friends asked me if I wanted to go to the beach, so I decided to try to use one. First of all, I spent about 30 minutes trying to insert it. I got it in eventually, but I didn't push it in all the way. You already know this is going downhill. Anyway, it was fine. I went to the beach, swam, tanned, and all that fun stuff. Then one of the guys that was there asked if everyone wanted to go and jump from this stone. We all agreed, and of course I jumped. Suddenly, I got this weird feeling down there, and it turned out to be my tampon. It literally started falling out. I started to panic and didn't know what to do. It was like 8 people around me, and 4 of them were guys. I couldn't just take it out. So I decided to leave it there, get out of the water with everyone else, then run to the closest toilet and change it. When we got out of the water, one of the guys asked, "What is that white string hanging down your leg?" The secondhand embarrassment. This was always my worst nightmare at pools, wearing a tampon. The string. You have to, like, I'm pretty sure strippers, like, cut off the string so that doesn't happen. But still, that, I've always been so scared of that. And the worst is, you know, when you change altitudes and you can feel stuff, like, shifting, you know, if you're in an airplane. No. That is the absolute worst. I'm so sorry. Also, I remember the first time I tried to use a tampon, I didn't know what was happening. I literally could only keep it in for 30 minutes. Somehow I did it wrong. I don't know how you did it wrong. Or not you, me. But if you don't know how to use a tampon, ask your mom, ask your sister, or watch YouTube videos. There are quite a few. Do some Google research. Probably might be a little uncomfortable at first. Well, hopefully you've had better experiences since then. I feel like everyone's first experience with a tampon is absolutely horrendous. So hopefully it got better, praying for you. I was on vacation and had gone swimming, and after I was sitting on the edge of the pool, when I looked down, I was sitting in a puddle of pool water mixed with blood. Oh gosh. And I had gotten my period and panicked and ran to the condo that was near the pool. Luckily, my family wasn't paying attention because they were across the pool area. So anyway, I got all cleaned up and came back, but I had totally forgotten that I left a puddle of blood. So when I got back, the maintenance guy was there getting kids out of the pool because my blood had dripped into the pool. And to this day, my family never knew it was me that caused the resort pool to get drained. Applause, okay. Just the fact that you got a pool drained just because of that. Also, why would they drain? That makes no sense to me, but that's so funny. You should tell your family. I bet they'd laugh about it. I think this reminds me of another story, I think, from one of my friends who, like, got a water park shut down or something. I think I probably talked about that story. Maybe it was in the embarrassing story episode. But that, I'm so sorry. But also, that's a real, I wish I had cool stories. I truly don't. Y'all have so much more interesting lives than me. Probably because I just sit in my room all day. Anyway. I had to attend a church brunch, and I was supposed to be serving people, but I had horrible cramps, so I snuck away and hid in the bathroom and was complaining to my friend over the phone. The bathroom was right next to the chorus room where a bunch of people were eating, and they could hear everything I said. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you had bad cramps, first of all. I'm sorry that they could all hear you. Hopefully someone went in and to let you know. Like, hey girl, we can hear you. If not, they suck. We don't like them. But imagine if you're sitting in the chorus room and you just hear someone talking to their friend. I always feel bad overhearing people's conversations, but at the same time, I still want to know what's happening. You know when you're in the airport and someone is having a heated discussion on the phone? And you just want to know what's happening, you get very invested, very involved. This would be one of those times. Like, I'd be very interested. But I'm so sorry. That's awful. Especially at church, I feel like I don't want to generalize. But going off of what stories I have received and my own limited experience in a church with Christian people, it doesn't seem like talking about your period is a very accepting topic. Is more taboo, I guess, which would make this more uncomfortable, especially when you're a part of that community. So I am so sorry. Also, if I'm wrong, please don't hate on me. I'm just going off of the many stories I've received about people at Catholic schools or in church being hated on for having their period. So not saying everyone has experienced this, but a lot of people have, which I think is concerning. Needs to be more menstrual health. I'll say it again. It was the first week back from spring break, and I got these new jean shorts. They were Levi's, and my period is always super inconsistent. Is it Levi's or Levi's? Levi's. During lunch, I felt a wetness, but I didn't know if it was sweat or blood or discharge. So I go to the bathroom, and I had bled straight through the denim. I didn't have a pad, and I didn't want to ask anyone because I was embarrassed. So I took our school's cheap thin toilet paper and wrapped it around my hand and stuffed it there. Ooh. Yikes. And the bled through part was in between my legs, so you couldn't see it. So I just walked around the school with a wad of bloody toilet paper for the rest of the day. I'm so sorry. The amount of stories that talked about their school not having any feminine products or them not having anything or not having a friend so they had to use toilet paper is truly astounding. And I think that just goes to show there needs to be change, because personally, I think that bathrooms should have pads or tampons and they should be free, because I mean, it's not like you can choose to have your period. It's something that everybody needs. So why aren't they free? I mean, it's not like we're choosing to do this, but I'm so sorry. That just sounds so uncomfortable. And the school toilet paper is always the absolute worst. And it's, I don't even know how that would help because it's so thin. But guys, if you get stuck in a situation like that, ask a friend, ask a nurse, be prepared. Even if you haven't had your period, ask your mom, just put some stuff in your backpack, okay? Okay. I was in fourth grade and everyone was around 9 to 10 years old. My class had a male substitute teacher because our teacher was pregnant. One day there was a quote-unquote weird smell coming from the ladies' restroom. Our restrooms were divided into two stalls, one for each fourth grade class. Some girls from the other fourth grade class saw blood in the toilet in their stall. Didn't know how to handle that. The teachers assumed a girl had gotten her period and they took out all the girls of their classes one by one and asked them if it was them. Full on interrogation over here. Damn. They said, it's okay, we can help. We can help you if something is wrong. Nobody said it was them, so we still don't know who it was. Back in class, all the boys were so confused. Basically, our male teacher gave us a talk about periods, but he didn't have any idea what he was talking about. We almost got a serious sex ed, but luckily we didn't because all the guys were very immature and would have laughed the whole time, which they did during the period talk. Looking back, I'm laughing out loud because my teacher didn't know anything. Mothers, please educate your sons about women's bodies. Period. She said it all. She said it all. I think the fact that a male teacher couldn't explain period is concerning. I feel like the U.S., at least, I don't know if this was in the U.S., but the U.S. has, I would say, at least they say they do decent, like, menstrual health, but in other countries, they don't. And I know I got a story that was saying how their school hadn't educated them about periods, so they didn't know what it was. They didn't know what was happening to them, or that their family made them feel shame about getting their period, which is something you can't control, so that doesn't really make any sense. And also, boys being immature. I remember very vividly my first sex ed talk, which I think was in fifth grade, and the nurse and a gym teacher came to talk to us, and they split the girls and the boys up. I think, I don't even know what the boys talked about, probably like boners or something. I don't know. But the girls, they talked about periods and they made us watch this video and they literally just like started throwing out pads and tampons to people and everybody was like, oh my gosh, ah, get away, you know, because they didn't know what it was. And we were all so scared to touch the pads, to touch the tampons. And I remember we were sitting around the table and we had this one girl do it. And we were like, oh my gosh, what is that? That is so gross, which is not true. It's just because we weren't educated about it, which is probably how the boys are, because it wasn't like they had to watch an entire movie, video, whatever, about periods. They just see it as a thing and they're like, oh my god, that is disgusting, you know, which doesn't make sense. I think I was in seventh grade and me and my friend were sitting listening to an English lecture. It was the most boring thing ever, so I do what I do best and started joking around with my friend. After the lecture was over, I made her laugh so hard that the whole class heard. Later on, she asked to use the bathroom, and when she got up from her chair, it was covered in blood all over. Also, this was around June, so she was wearing Lululemon shorts, and the blood was dripping from her leg. Oh my god. All over the chair and the floor and her backpack, which was underneath the chair. There were no paper towels in the class, so we used the thinnest Kleenex to clean it up. We laugh about it now, but to be fair, we laughed about it then too. Oh, imagine being the girl, especially if it was like white Lululemon shorts. That is so, I'm so sorry. That would be traumatic. These stories, they're like funny, but also I feel bad because I'm just trying to imagine myself going through that. And I know I would have been traumatized. But I remember this, something similar happened to me. I think I might have talked about it in my period episode, but I don't remember. but it was my friend. We were in our elective and we were just talking to each other. And our teacher came over and he was asking us a question and she started laughing so hard. And then all of a sudden her face just like drops. She's like smiling all happy. And then she goes like mouth drops. She's like, oh crap. And she looks at me and she runs out of the room. The guy sitting next to me is like, oh my gosh, is she okay? Is she sick? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure she's fine. But of course I know that she started her period, right? And she comes back and we laughed about it so much because she started laughing so hard that it literally like blood just like, you know, came out, which was the funniest thing ever. And and I feel bad for her, but honestly, it was comical. It didn't get anywhere, which was good. But God, that was funny. That was really funny. Okay, this next story goes back to the Catholic Church and it's kind of bad, TBH. It's a little long too, so we'll just get into it. In eighth grade, all the Catholic schools in my city had to go to this thing called a chastity rally. Basically, they rounded up all the eighth graders and it was required to go and brought in some Catholic speakers to tell us sex is bad and a few sex horror stories to scare us all out of it. They also had a man who had, quote unquote, found the Lord after having sex outside of marriage. Oh, gosh. They said a ton of other messed up things, like using a condom as a sin, great message to send to teens, and there should only be tiny kisses and handholding until marriage. I'm so glad I didn't go to a Catholic school. I would have actually died. Anyways, that day I started my period. My school also had uniforms with khaki colored skirts that we had to wear. Oh gosh. We sat all day and by the last 30 minutes I had not only bled through my skirt but left a small puddle of blood on my chair but hadn't noticed yet. We also had to sit boy girl style so my guy friends had to tell me this. If it wasn't embarrassing enough I had to walk through a massive auditorium to get to the bathroom. On my way there, the speaker called me out and told me to sit back down and listen. I then had to explain to him why I needed to clean up in front of 500 eighth graders. Instead of letting me go, he tells me to climb up on stage so he could explain something. I looked over at my teacher, basically begging her silently to let me go, but she then does that teacher glare and points for me to get over there. We were also being graded on behavior for that day, so I went. The converted man then tells me that I had my period because women are unclean and sinful. Maybe he needs to get educated. At this point, I was pissed out of my goddamn mind and decided to correct him and told everyone it's basically human biology and evolution. I got some cheers and kept going and told the whole auditorium that if you're gonna have sex, use a condom at least. I was then escorted off the stage. I got a 0 for my behavior that day, and I have never been happier about it. I think we would be friends. And good for you for standing up to that, obviously, sexist guy who knows literally nothing. What are you doing telling kids not to use protection? Okay, do you want a bunch of pregnant girls walking around? And I'm sure no abortions, right? Because Catholic Church. So you want a bunch of pregnant girls? No, use a condom. Okay, use a condom, hun. Good for you, though. And I'm glad. That's also so rude that he would bring you up there when you were obviously probably distressed and on a mission, you know, to figure out your situation. But good for you. Proud mom vibes over here. Pop off. I was swimming with my boy best friend and it was the first time I used a tampon and I didn't pull it in right, so I was sitting there like a hot dog. I don't know what that means, but I will continue. Anyways, we were swimming and roughhousing in the pool and my bottoms came off and my tampon went out into the water and he picked it up. Oh my god. By far the most embarrassing thing in my life. Oh. I feel like I'm going into a state of shock. Oh my god. How do your how does the tampon just fall out? Unless it was like half hanging out there. I don't understand. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. And he was probably holding it by the string. He's like, what is this? You know? Ooh. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. Second embarrassment. Anyway, next story. I was sitting in class and I sneezed and had a huge explosion. See, I just like this one because the word choice, it's very short. But just thought I would share. Because, I mean, honestly, accurate. Because, you know, when you're, like, scared to stand up and you can just feel it. You're like, oh, no, not good. That doesn't really happen to me anymore because I use a cup. But tampon, oh. Or if you're using a pad, you can 100% feel it. That's why I will never wear a pad because just that feeling. It's might be one of the worst things actually ever. I went to a girls' school where the entire environment was toxic. This is not specific to me, but everyone at class. Whenever someone got their period, everyone literally considered it to be embarrassing. I remember when a girl had to go to the washroom because she got her period. There was a group of toxic people that made fun of her and she ended up crying. If the toxic girl group found out that you were keeping spare pads in your bag, that would be the quote-unquote gossip of the day. At times, girls had stains on their uniforms and were called out for no reason, as if having your period was a sin. Well, apparently that other guy thinks it was. I was never the girl who could relate to people who always spoke about their period openly. I left that school because now I have grown up and literally realized how dumb I was not to fight back, even if it was for others. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like if you're in that environment, it's kind of hard to because everyone's saying how bad it is. And you don't really realize until you get out of it, right? I guess with toxic relationships too, you don't really realize until you're out of it. But that's so unfair, especially these girls. They were probably insecure about their periods, so then they wanted to make everyone else feel bad about it too. And the only way they knew how to do that was to bully people. And that is disgusting. That is horrible. I'm not saying they're horrible people, but that's an awful thing to do to someone. And totally not fair. So pretty much, guys, moral of the story, educate your brothers about your period, friends, guy friends. I know I talk about my period with my guy friends. It's fine. And honestly, the more you talk about it, the more comfortable you'll be. So just kind of get yourself out there. It can be a little awkward at first, but I promise it'll be okay. And also just know your period is normal. It's not something to be ashamed of. And be prepared, because obviously we have had some stories where you're not prepared. Obviously, you can't be prepared 100% of the time, but at least ask a friend, try to carry something with you. Just know you're fine, you're perfect, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. And make sure y'all check out the links in the description of this episode, including if you want to get 10% off your next order from Ana Luisa using code GIRLYGIRL. Click that link down below in the description and definitely check out their jewelry. It's literally so cute. I lent a pair of earrings to my sister and she absolutely adores them. And also make sure you're following me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast to see more from me during the week. And I love y'all so much and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.